Our next storyteller, Josh Cherugino, performs all over the place, but this story was recorded live at the Busting Out Storytelling event in the San Francisco Bay. Josh Cherugino, take it away.
This is a story about a car and a friendship. It's June, 2 months before my 16th birthday, and I'm in a plane flying into the Burbank airport.
My older brother Todd and I are flying back from our grandmother's funeral. My brother is my guardian on the flight, which is highly ironic, because to him, I'm a skinny punching bag in a Led Zeppelin t-shirt.
He's got me by 3 years, 60 pounds, he's a weightlifter, and his in-flight entertainment consists of gripping me in a headlock, peppering me with a few rabbit punches, and smashing my face into the window. So while I'm looking, gazing down at the sprawl of Los Angeles, I notice we're flying over a car lot, and through the heat shimmer, I see row upon row of blue and white police cruisers and some orange Dodge Chargers with rebel flags painted on the roof, the Confederate flag. These are the cars used on the infamous Dukes of Hazzard TV show, driven by the Duke boys, Bo and Luke. It's a ridiculous show, and basically all they do is they go terrassing around Hazzard County, having adventures and outwitting the police and righting wrongs and terrassing around Hazzard County in an orange Dodge Charger, and I don't care about the show.
I care about getting out of the headlock and breathing again.
And I know Todd will care, because this summer, the summer of his 18th year, he wants one thing, a fast and powerful car.
And so I squeak, and he looks out the window, and he sees the cars, and the bells go off, and he punches the wall, which he's apt to do, and shouts, "Yeehaw," which is what the Duke boys say when they're excited about punching walls. And the next day, he drags me out to the set where they film the Dukes of Hazzard, and we meet the guy in charge of all the cars used on the show. He's the car wrangler, and it turns out they've got some for sale.
We look at a couple of the pristine A cars they use in all the shots, and then we take a test drive in a B car, a stunt car. This thing is painted like jet black. It was a 1976. I don't know how big the motor was. Three on the tree, V8, dual carbs, just a monster. It's kind of banged up, but it's loud and it's fast. We haul ass all over that country set. We get it up to 110 miles an hour on the freeway. He even lets me drive, which is a bit generous considering our relationship. And he says, "Look, I'm short $500. Loan it to me. I'll pay you back in the fall. Meanwhile, we can work on the car together, and I'll let you drive it." And I say, "Yeah." And we get the car, and you know, we start to work on it. There's things like the windshield wipers that want to come on and off when they want to. We do the shocks and the struts, and there's the problem with the heater. You can't turn it on because it sticks, and it'll compromise the electrical system, but it's the middle of the hottest summer on record. We leave that for the fall. Todd warms up to me this summer. We'd never been close. He was hostile to me from the day I came home from the hospital at 4 months of age, having had a brain surgery. He tipped my crib over, spilling me onto the floor, and the child psychologist that my parents sent him to said he hates his little brother. Yeah. So basically, we have this car together, and we're sharing it, and finally, he opened up to me. He talked to me about our parents' divorce and his feelings of anger around it. He asked me about my feelings. He shared his favorite hobbies with me, taught me to play guitar and how to talk to girls. And he retired his favorite hobby, which was 2-3 beatings a week and, you know, an object of all his verbal and physical aggression. Now, he was still the archetypal, you know, poster child for the angry young man syndrome, but now it was easygoing and it was fun. And one night after this greasy meal at Carl's Jr., he was instructing me in the finer points of maneuvering a Dodge Charger around a high school football track. And again, this is like a couple tons of prime American steel. And as I'm, you know, damaging my high school property, a car comes through the parking lot. It's a police car. They're so close, I can see the donut crumbs in the mustache of this Ventura County sheriff. And he spots me. He lights up the Christmas tree, hits the siren, and before he can turn around, I've gone out the other side of the field, like 0 to 60 in the blink of an eye. And we haul ass. He wants me to drive, and I said, shut up, I'm the Duke boy, blah, blah, blah. And we juke and we drive and we lose the cops and we're screaming, just like the brothers on the show. We get home, he punches me in the shoulder and he looks at me. He's proud of me at last.
My 16th birthday, August 2nd, a couple of weeks later. He lets me take the car out solo for the first time, and I pick up my girlfriend, Katya. We're going out for a birthday dinner, and it's the hottest day of the summer. It's literally 109 degrees. She goes to turn on the AC, but moves the heater lever by mistake, and I can't turn it off. So it's really boiling now. But we just roll down the windows and drive faster.
We have a great time. I drop her off, and as I'm driving home, the car starts to overheat. It's boiling, steam's coming out from under the hood. But I'm almost there, and so I keep going. As I get up the hill, it sputters and it dies. Just one house down from ours. And somehow Todd knows this, and he comes charging out of the house. And when he sees the car, when he sees his baby dead in the street, steam comes out of his ears. And he grabs me, and he says, I told you not, it's for the heater, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's not even making words, but he knows what's going on. And right then, he punches me in the solar plexus, right? But not this time, not anymore. I've grown over the summer. Ironically, he's taught me. And I'm not doing this again. And so I stand there, and I wind up, and as hard as I can, I throw a right cross onto the bridge of his nose. And his head rocks back, and he touches the blood gushing out of what is a broken nose, and he looks at me with a mixture of shock and a little bit of fear and respect. And I think, I've done it. I've slayed the dragon. We turn the corner, and he'll respect me from this day forward. And he kicks my ass across the street. And when I say he kicks my ass across the street, it was like a cartoon brawl with the dust cloud. Down the lawn, through the hedge, sidewalk, blacktop. I'm getting up and knocked down again. Through the median, more blacktop. And finally, he's coming in for the coup de grace. And I freeze, and I'm looking behind him. And he catches my eye, and he turns. And we both watch the car burn. It's consumed by orange fire. You can see the black paint melting away. And as that car goes up in smoke, our friendship and our brotherhood go with it.
Todd bought a motorcycle and moved out at the end of the summer. We're cordial now, even friendly sometimes. But we were never as tight again as we were that summer when we were as tight as them Duke boys.
Thank you.
Josh Cherugino. He's a storyteller from L.A., a three-time MOP Grand Slam winner. And this piece was produced by K.D. Martini and Mark Ristich.